Assalamu alaikum, I'm Hiba.
And I'm Zaid.
You're listening to Diary of a Matchmaker,
a podcast that will take you into our world as matchmakers.
We'll share our experiences and offer advice for the single Muslim.
So let's dive in.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum everyone, welcome to another episode of Diary of a Matchmaker. I am Hiba and on the other mic is my husband and co-host Zaid.
Assalamu alaikum everyone.
Wa alaikum salam. Zaid, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I always have questions.
Many questions.
Okay. What frustrates you about being a Muslim matchmaker?
A lot of things. I would have to say one of them being unprofessionalism.
How so?
So, God, it ranges from people that we've tried to collaborate with, from clients to parents at festivals. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, even masjids.
Masjids, yes.
You write emails to masjids, you call them, you leave voicemail, you wait, but you never get a response.
Yeah, the surprising thing is that we thought that masjids were the one place that would be receptive to our kind of work. Mm. We figured that masjids would understand the needs of the community, were connected to the community, understood that we're seeing the same problems that they're seeing probably, right? That people are struggling to get married. They don't have available options. So naturally, we assumed that they would be receptive to our work.
Yeah, because you know there is a big problem in the community, especially masjids. People turn to masjids and imams for help, like finding matches and stuff. So we assume they're going to be so receptive. And not just for the matchmaking part, also like for the educational part, we do, alhamdulillah, we do workshops to prepare people like for the journey of finding a spouse, where to look, how to assess compatibility, maturity, all of that. And like we know there is a need for it because, alhamdulillah, we always get great feedback. But masjids, for some reason, they're not receptive.
Yeah. How many masjids have we contacted, by the way?
Oh my God, I don't know.
I think it must be in the hundreds.
Even MSAs.
That's another conversation. But talking about masjids first, we've approached masjids in person. We've contacted them. We've made phone calls, emails. I think total, in terms of responses, maybe one or two. And alhamdulillah, after contacting over 100 masjids, we finally do have a masjid that is receptive to our work. And inshallah, we're planning on doing a workshop with them soon. But it's not just matches. It's like you said, also MSAs.
What has it been like? The dynasty of MSAs.
Yeah, God, the bureaucracy of MSAs. Like, I know it just sounds like I'm just attacking groups and organizations, but we're just sharing what we're seeing.
This is our diary.
Well.
But
what MSAs? I mean, how many responses have we gotten from MSAs?
I must have emailed every MSA in the whole of Canada, like from coast to coast, like in the hundreds, whatever university or college or whatever you can think of, I emailed them.
Instagram, we're talking about emails.
All of that. We got response, I think, from three. Mm-hmm. Two of them said, no, we're not interested. And one was actually open and, alhamdulillah, we're planning a workshop with them as well.
What about
clients?
Clients, of course. Unprofessionalism definitely carries over to our clients too. We had a recent incident with a client where we had the perfect client for him. The perfect match for him. She lived close to him. Matched him in terms of age and other things. And we reviewed his form. We reviewed her form. And we're trying to schedule a call. And lo and behold, it turns out that he's already talking to someone. That he already has somebody and that he doesn't need our service anymore. And this has happened more than once.
Yeah, in our other incident, we actually went and introduced his profile to her. And she was taken by the profile and she wanted to move forward.
Yeah.
Then turns out he's also talking to somebody and we had to convey that to her, like it was a very uncomfortable
conversation.
But
in general, other cases, and there's more cases of this, we have other clients who have signed up with us and they go MIA. We don't hear back from them. Sometimes, in some cases, I have to email again. I have to text message them. I have to say, please, we have a match for you. Please schedule a call with us so we can help you get married, because clearly it's more of a priority for us than it is you, right?
Yeah. And on the other end, we have people who come with the entitlement mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I remember a specific incident where the guy emailed and he didn't talk to us. He didn't fill out a mini form or anything. He just sent an email like, why should I reviewed your fees? Why should I pay you this much? And something along the line of, no, actually not along the line, verbatim. I was trying to give you a chance to convince me of why I should use your services. Wow. Convince? Yeah. Like, buddy, we're not begging.
Yeah.
It's a service.
So my question is, do you ever see this with non-Muslims? Because alhamdulillah, we have a second business and we work a lot with non-Muslims. But do you see this with them?
Not really. Not really.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
So we have a small booth at a local farmer's market here.
Yeah.
And we see exactly the opposite. And it's always shocking. There's always respect. There's always kindness.
They're always, sometimes they're tipping us. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
like the difference we see with non-Muslims versus Muslims.
Yeah, and we've worked with non-Muslims like outside of business. And we never see this. Like, alhamdulillah, they're always respectful, come on time, show up on time. And if they're late, they apologize and apologize and apologize. Where on the other hand, we have people who schedule discovery calls for a halal match.
Yeah.
And they don't show up. And or they show up late and then they don't even apologize.
I can clearly remember a case with a client who showed up late more than once. He was driving and we were waiting on the call.
Had to wait like 10 minutes until
he finally. It was more than that. I think it was more like 15 minutes.
Something like that.
Finally, he pulled over. He didn't even apologize. We went on with the call, introduced the match to him, and the icing on the cake is that we never even got a response from him about whether or not he wanted to move forward with the match.
So all the time we invest in reading forms, matching them, and all scheduling calls, it just goes unnoticed.
Yeah. And on the flip side, we do have to admit that there are clients who show us tremendous appreciation and gratitude.
Yeah.
We had a client that, alhamdulillah, just got married last year. And not only did he invite us, but he scheduled a video call on his own time with his fiance, just sharing his experiences and just filling us with joy about, you know, how much we helped him and facilitated the process. So it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all dark.
Yeah, but it's just one of the things that's a little bit frustrating when it comes to any service-based business, the entitlement mentality. And it's probably because people think the customer is always right. And it's not the case.
What was your experience on that one WhatsApp Arab group?
Oh, God. I was on a WhatsApp Arab group for also like marriage group. And I was just talking about our service, if anyone's interested. And when they learned that we charge, they flipped, and I received a very harsh message from...
They kicked you out of the group, didn't they?
Before they kicked me, they sent me a harsh message. The admin sent it to me, and I felt like I was doing something haram or something. And that's what I'm talking about. And they kicked me out. That's what I'm talking about, the entitlement mentality. We think we're entitled for everything. We're entitled for free stuff. And... like, why shouldn't I get paid? This is my livelihood. Why shouldn't I get paid?
Exactly. Right?
Or like if there's a Quran teacher, somebody like taking care of the masjid, or like it's expected they're going to do it for free.
Exactly. Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
It's something that's really messed up amongst Muslims.
Yeah.
There are so many more cases. I remember another incident with an imam. And I was talking to him about promoting our workshop and letting the public know about it. And I was saying, you know, brother, my wife and I are matchmakers. We do this full time and we have a lot of experiences to share. And he's like, oh, do you guys work on finding a second wife? Or how about a third wife? And he kept going. And then he said, oh, do you guys help with a girlfriend? And he was clearly joking, but I just kind of let this immaturity write itself out before I said, you know, I forgot what I said, but I said, yeah, no, we do this full time. And
we're professionals.
We're professionals. And finally, after five or seven minutes of this immaturity, he finally realized, oh, yeah, he is serious. And we finally had a mature conversation about the topic of marriage in the workshop. But yeah, this unprofessionalism and immaturity, it goes from imams to young people to the older generation. We see it at festivals when it's people talking about getting a second or third wife.
Yeah. But
it's everywhere.
Yeah, but you know what's strange is that Muslims act professionally with non-Muslims, but when it comes to when it comes to acting with other Muslims, they're like, notice how they stick to the rules of like when looking for parking at a mall or any public place, but when they come to the masjid, it's like a zoo.
That's so true.
Yeah, well, when they have a doctor's appointment, they show up on time. But when they're dealing with a Muslim service provider, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, why do we set the bar so low? Like,
It's the norm, I guess, with Muslims.
Subhanallah.
And then we cherry pick parts of our religion that serves the agenda we have,
yeah.
Right? But we ignore the parts that talk about professionalism and respect
of
people's time, adab, akhlaq, all those things.
Yeah, I know this. We know this episode might come off as us just ranting, and honestly, it is. we enjoy what we do. Alhamdulillah, it's very rewarding. But I'm sure any entrepreneur, any
service provider,
exactly, they have their fair share of frustrations, especially when dealing with people. So this is just one of those times. And yeah, we just wanted to give you a glimpse on our diary, I guess.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you got a little glimpse of our lives as service providers, as well as matchmakers. But yeah, feel free to share this or put something in the comment section. And
see you
until next time.
Assalamu alaikum.